in this new world of ours is the shine of Gerus. Of course, whether you are going to go into the rabbinate or not, but there are two important matters. First of all, there is a tremendous pressure of public opinion. So the service is going to say public opinion in Halacha. Well, the reality is that even though you find rabbis that in theory they will tell you, of course, shouldn't accept gerus unless it's a ger tzedek, but very often when it comes to the maise, when you have a balebos of yours that is going out of his mind, it's a major tragedy in his family, unless you perform a gerus to the boy that his chasron, his daughter, fell in love with. So what became today became very porous, the whole idea of gerus in the world. So it's worthwhile, in order to get an insight into it, to go through a little bit the Mekoiros, because there is a statement in the Gemara, im roiso talmid chochem she oso aveiro belailo al te harher achro beyon, because oso tshuva, I think it says shem oso tshuva, it says vaday oso tshuva. So somebody once made a joke and he said, well, if you see a Talmid Chochem that does something which is not a Pi Aloche, don't worry, he'll make up some tshuva and he'll make sure that it's okay. So the reality of it is that a lot has been written on Het Teirim, and some of the Tzdodim we'll talk about. But what are the Mekoiros? So first of all, you do have apparent contradictions in the Mekoiros. Now, on the one hand, in the tshuvas they bring down, for instance, there is a Sifrein Dvorim that says that it's a mitzvah to be megayer. A mitzvah to be megayer, and according to this in the Sifri it says shenemar ve'ohavto es Hashem Elokecho, the mitzvah to say ve'ohavto es Hashem Elokecho includes to make God's name ohuv al abriyos, and that means megayer. It's a mitzvah to go around being megayer. It's a mitzvah to say. I saw in the what? Let's see. It's broke down in the mitzvah of Ohavtis Hashem Elokecho. In the smug there is a pirush of the riparlo in the bottom. So he brings it down. He brings it down. He brings down the smoker from the Sifri on the smug. Some mitzvah to be megar ve'ohavtis Hashem Elokecho.
The smag brings it, or the super, the commentary?
The riperlo. The riperlo on the smag brings it down. And the raya, in the raya, it's a pretty strong raya here in the Gemara in Yevomis here, Mem Zayin Omed Beis. We'll see afterwards in the Rambam. But here, the simple pshat in the Gemara, take a look, the Gemara says here, concerning the Mishneh, that you are not allowed to let him wait, loy mashin, kibel, once the ger, is mekabel the mitzvah, is mekabel, malin oisoy miyad. Right. Says the Gemara here, Memzaino et Meis, my taimo. Why is Mali Noisoy Miyad? What's the mitzvah of Miyad? Why do you have to? Why can't you wait till tomorrow? Says the Gemara, my taimo shiu e mitzvah loy mashinon. You don't postpone a mitzvah. So the Gemara is also mashma that it is a kiyum mitzvah to be megayer.
Are we talking about actively going out? What was the finish that you were trying to do?
We don't find. The truth of the matter is, it's not one of the Tariag mitzvahs. I mean, we don't find in the Rambam or in the Smag, right, that one of the mitzvahs is legayer. I mean, the most you can say that it's included into something else. I mean, so it is a chidush, what?
Question of ger katan, the Gemara in Ksubos implies that
It's a chidush or something else.
No. There's an opinion there. The one on the side, I forget who's the has the parish. Is Tosus read there?
This is what
that it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah for Beis Din to go try to collect gerim katanim. Since you can be, if you can tova them on Das based in it,
you know, Gmilas Chesed.
Right.
You know, Gmilas Chesed.
Yeah, if you can grab them,
okay. Steal
them away.
All right. So, I mean, if you say it's an Indian of Gmilas Chesed, then of course it takes away the sharp. Of course, I mean, it's doing a favor, right? It's not doing a favor. Okay. But the Chidush is that according to this smoker, It's this is mamish the mitzvah of Ohavtes Hashem Elokecho to make the Shem Hashem on the whole world. Shiyu en mitzvah loy mashino. So therefore, mali noy so miyad. So we'll see right away. But the point is, once it comes to a point when you are megayer, then you are mekayem on mitzvah. That much, yes. All right. Of course, I mean, you can be doiche, you can say, of course, I mean, there is a kiyum mitzvah of mile, for instance. I mean, hora, you make a brocha, asher kirshono mitzvah, it's all. But they bring it down as a mokor that it's much more that loy mashinon. That means loy mashinon means it's more of a chiyum, because if you say it's a reshus, what would be the svar of loy mashinon? Why not? So do it tomorrow if it's a reshus. So if it's loy mashinon, there is a mashmoes of a little bit of a chiyuv. Otherwise, why would it be loy mashinon? Now, the problem is that in a few places you find the statement in the Gemara that koshim geirim liyisrael kesapachas. That forget. I mean, it's not good. I mean, you shouldn't be megayer because they are very, very bad for Klal Yisrael. And you have another very sharp statement. This is also in a hearing Kuftesom et Beis in Ivomis. You have a statement that says Ro achar ro. Tovoy le mekable geirim. It's a very sharp statement. It's like a curse to the ones that are mekable geirim. So, what? Ro acharo. Now, ro acharo. Tovoy le mekable geirim. So, Toishve says right here in for here mem zayinom et beis. So it says, what was the svore? Why is it koshim gerim lishro kesapachas? So the first chat in Toishvah says, lefishe ein bekim bedekduke mitzvahs. V'Yisrael meidu maseyem. It sounds like it's two reasons. First of all, they don't keep the mitzvahs. Second of all, they still keep their old culture. And Klal Yisrael learns from their maisim. Second shot brings down from Rashi in Nido, Mishum de Kol Yisrael Arevin Zepeze. So therefore, why should we add to our responsibility? So there's a sarkash, it's not true. We have no responsibility for Geirim because it's Mashah from the Gimor. So some machlokes, Rashi, Toisves, whether the cloud Kol Yisrael are raving zebeze, whether it includes Kal Gerim or not. So according to Rashi, that it includes Kal Gerim. So who needs extra responsibility? The Oidi Shloimar, the Koshim Gerim Lisrael, Lefisha Misarvim Bohen Vein Shino Shuro Elo Al Mishpachos HaMiyuchos HaShem Yisrael, because it takes away from the Yichus of Klal Yisrael. That's why it's Koshim Lisrael Kisapachas. Now, according to this pshat, or this pshatim up to this point, it's mashma that the reason why we can be mekabel gerim because it's bad for us, right? It's not good for us to be mekabel gerim. However, you have a pshat here, the yesh meforshim, it just brings down at the end, yesh meforshim, lefishe biyoyser huzar Yisrael ala gerim, we find that the Torah is specially medayet. Or you know, asager and other things, abasager, special mitzvahs, and it's so difficult to be ve'eni cholim leizor moino also, and it's so difficult to be mekayim bedikduk, all the mitzvahs that we have about gerim. So there is nothing wrong with them. Fakir, it's that we, for us, so difficult because we can be mekayim all the mitzvahs at anoigeya to the gerim. So this is the last pshat here in Toises. Our Toises in Kedushin brings down another pshat. B'shem Rabbi Avrom Ager. Interesting, Rabbi Avrom Ager, one of the Balei Tosfos. So he says here in the Tosfos Shonin brings it down. Why? What's wrong with Mekabel Gerim? Fakir, because they are so good. Because Keshemeitivim Maseye, they are so good that in comparison to us, we're going to come out much worse than they are, right? Like it's like going to be like a limut choivonas chas v'sholem. Look how good they are, right? Like the Gemara says, kusim medagdikin on the mitzvahs that they were mekabel yosher mishrael. So it's like it's a choivonas, which means nothing is wrong with it. And this fits with this with the last pshat in Tosfos, that the reason why you can't be mekabel is not because something is wrong with them. Because if something is wrong with us, that's what comes out. That according to both shotim, the last shot in Toises because it's kosher lizor moinoson, because we can be mekayim all the mitzvahs with them as we are supposed to, and according to Rabbi Avrom Ager, because they are so much better than we are. That's what comes out. Right? I mean, it's really odd. It's Rabbi Avrom Ager who says the pshat. No, this is in Kiddushin, really. It's in Kiddushin, Ayin Omed Beis. I mean, I didn't bring down all the Gemara's,
but Rashi brings down that pshat. What, that pshat that the Gemara are so good. I think
they're so good. Rashi brings it down. Could be. Thurs brings it down.
Rashi brings down that Gemara keeps the mitzvahs more, the more better. Because they chose it for themselves. Well, it's a...
Could be. I didn't see it in Russia. Good. Anyway.
I remember learning the sugi here.
I think that's what we've done.
Yeah. So this is in Memzayin Omed Beis, the Tosfos. It's most of the Gemaras that are Noigeya in Yevomes, but really this Tosfos in Kedushin. This the last thing that I quoted to you is in Kedushin Ayin Omed Beis. Now, concerning the Gemara in Kuftes Omed Beis that I told you, Ro achar ro tovoy lemekable gerim. Sistoy says like this. Hey, you see clearly from Tosfos that something is bothering Tosfos. Tosfos starts right away. Omari. Like when you force them or you try to you do missionary work, your mom is trying to pressure them into the megayer. Or you don't go through the regular tests of gerus. What about if they insist that they want to be misgayer? Yeshlonu lekablom. That for sure that's not what the Gemara means. The curse. Why? Sheharei motzinu shenen shuavro mitzvot v'yakov sheloi kiblu letimno. You know the Medrash says that Timno wanted to become a gioris,
And once that she was refused, she became a Pelegus to Eliphaz. And who did she give birth to? Amalek, Venofak mino Amalek, the Tsarinu Israel. And that is the responsibility of Ramitzok Yaakov. That's a midrash that Tosis brings down. And from this midrash, Tosis says the Charaye, that it's vakant if they are misamech, you're not supposed to refuse them. Vegam, besides, I mean, if it would be wrong to be Megayer, so how come Yeshua Kibel Rochov? Rochov became a Gioris. Now, Moamoinis, it's a question of Rusa Moyavio. Rusa Moyavio? I mean, what's wrong with Gairos? I mean, if something wrong with Gairos, so why Rus? Except for. So what bothering Toises? What bothers Toises, of course, is. I mean, you can't say. I mean, you see from Mikoiros that there is an union to be Megayer, so why all of a sudden here. You find ro acharo, so this is mechalik. Ro acharo means when they are not misamit, and you are misamit, like it says by one of the Hashmonoi kings, that they claim that he went to Edoim, and by force he was megayer them. Right? Which one of the kings was it? Was it Yochanan Hyrcanus? Yochanan Hyrcanus, I think. One of the kings of or was it Yanai? One of the who? Yochanan Hyrcanus. One of the kings of the Hashmonoim decided to expand, conquered Edoim, now it's the eastern side of Eretz Israel, took all the Edoimim, forced them to be Megayer, and what came out was all the Hordos comes out, it was a Gera Edoimim. I saw, by the way, that somebody who was a rabbi in the United States, he wrote the Kolbo Yonavelus, Greenwald. You have tremendous bookie. Mm-hmm. So, what? Mm-hmm. From where? Mm-hmm. No, I think from Ohio somewhere, from Columbus, I think.
He was from Hungary originally.
Wasn't from Hungary, but he became a rabbi in Ohio. So he was a tremendous bookie, and he wrote a book on history. Very interesting book on the history of the second Beis Hamikdash. So he claims that it's a slander to say that it's Yochanan Hyrcanus or whoever it was that actually forced the Edoimim to be Megayer, because it's mamish against our whole Ashkofet to force somebody to be Megayer. And what really happened was. Is that since he won the war, they had the din of Eved Knani. They all had the din of Avodim Knani. So once they became free, they automatically became Jewish. So it wasn't mamish that the Chas v'Sholem to be choshed the Hashmonoim. I mean, good. I mean, there were among them some Yanai who was pro Tzeduki, but the Hube, they were Tzadikim. So how can you be choshed that Chas v'Sholem did it? But okay, but whatever it is. We do find the criticism that the Hashmonoim forced the Geirus, and that is as ro acharo. That is a terrible thing. Now, on the other hand, says Tosfos, we find that this is not true. Why? How can we be mechalik between misamets and eino misamets? Right? That Toises is being mechalik between a goy who is misamis to become Jewish and a goy that's not misamis. The famous Gemara in Shabbos about all those goyim that come to Hillel, right? And one tells them, Al menas tal bi a koyen godl, right? Make me a yid, Al menas tal bi a koyen godl. And Hillel accepts him. And then afterwards, while he's teaching him, that's mashma that he accepted him first, and while he's teaching him, he learned the Zohar Korev Yumos. Remember the Gemara. So he said, "What do you mean Zohar Korev Yumos?" Said he, said, "Yes, even David HaMelech. Oh, if so, so how can I become a Kohen Gadol?" So then he changed his mind and he forgot about the condition. Or, I mean, all the cases by Hillel. Tell me, Kol HaTorah Kula Regelachas. And he was Mekabelim. Siloch mashma, even without misamitz, if a goy comes and he says, yes, I'll become Jewish if you make me a kohen gadol, of course, how can you call it misamitz? Ve'af al pi sheloyo you misamtzin lizgayer, even though you see that loy misamtzin, so now is lochastire, right? I was mechadis as toises that is a little bit misamitz and not. So listen to Toisves' answer here. Yoideya hoyo hilel bohem she soifom liois gerim gmurim. Like we see that the sof was moichiach on tchilosom. They did become, they mean, they all did become a gerim gmurim. So here Toisves all of a sudden, it's very difficult because, so what's Toisha saying? That sometimes even inomisamet is good enough. So what is the getter? Before Toisha was magdir clearly. If the goy is misamet, then it's fine to be mekabel. If he's not misamet, it's not fine. Now Toisha says mechadesh that even if he's not misamet, if you really know, if you are Hillel, and you are so perceptive that you can tell what these kavones are, then it's okay. Now, what I want to do now is read to you the Rambam's pshat, the Rambam's psak here in the Surah B of Eret Yud Gimel. Again? What is the reason for misamit? It's shver. I mean, what is the reason for misamit?
To make sure that it is.
So you're 100% right. This is Taked the Pshat. Meaning, it's not just a chiluk between misamit or not. If somebody's misamit, we give in to it. If not, not. Toshis is really telling you a pshat, and that's what I wanted to prove to you, Taked, from the Rambam. Toshis is really telling you a pshat in misamit. It's not stam a chiluk between misamit and eino misamit. Is that a misamit? What about if somebody is misamit because he wants to become rich, for instance? Is that called misamit? He really wants to become Jewish. Why? Because he wants to be rich, and all Jews are rich, for instance. Is that called misamit? Obviously not. Misamit is just one of the tests of the purity of his intention. That's all. There is no real sort of misamit. Because otherwise Tosha's last shot doesn't make any sense. If misamit is really the condition, so what if Hillel knew their what went through their minds? They are still not misamit. They don't care. Right? You see, Shammai said leave. Right? So you see that misamit is not a condition. So this is what I wanted to really prove to you from the Rambam. Really, the Rambam is just quoting the Gemoras, but the way he puts them all together, we get a clear picture. So, it starts in Peret Yud Gimel here in Surah Bio. And it says like this in Halacha Yud Dalet. So first of all, he says, "Al yalal, you shouldn't think Chas Vishonu the Shloim Amelech married Goyes, elo soid hadobor kachu." This is what really happened. Shamitzvah nechoino kishe yovoi hagera giores lizgayer boykin acharov. Shemo biglal momoi oy bishvil sroro sheyiskelo. You have to find out, does he have an ulterior motive? Oy mipnei hapachad bolikones ledas. Maybe he's afraid to be not a goy, right? There is a situation by Purim because misyahadim bikinof al pachad ayudim alehem. Vimishu, you check, maybe he nosaneino bebi isho. Vimishu shemo ineo nosno bebochur mibachur Israel. Im loy nimso ilo, if you can't find any cause, any ulterior motive for the gerus. You tell him how the koyved ol haTorah, the haTorah sheyesh be'asiyoso. You make sure to tell him all the difficulties of being Jewish. Kedei sheyifroishu, the Rambam says, kedei sheyifroishu, That is even after you didn't find any ulterior motive. You still have an obligation to talk him out of it. Im kiblu veloi pirshu. What about if they say, still, we still want to become Jewish even after you threat, you scared him? Vero oishom shechozru me'ahavo. And you see that they did it me'ahavo and loy me'yiro, me'kablim oishom. Shenemar, and here we find the mocker for Tosfos, vateire ki misametzes. This word is lisamet, right? Now, that's the mocker. When Naomi saw that Ruth is misametzes, that's the usage of the word lisamet. You see that she was misamet. Vatechta ledva daber eleo. That's when she stopped bothering her. So this is where Tosfos got the soy that lisamet, that's the chilu between lisamet and na. Lefichoch loy kiblu bezin kerim kolim bei David v'shloimo. In the times of David v'shloimo, the established geiri based in were mekabel any geiris at all. Bin bei David because of pachad, Shloimo because he was so successful. Shekol hachoizer min ho'akum bishvil dovor mehevlei ho'oilom einoi megeirei hatzedek. So we have the new concept here. There is such a concept of geirei hatzedek, which implies there is a geir that's not geir tzedek. Vafal bikein, what does it mean a geir that's not geir tzedek? Oh, you geirim harbe misgairim me'medovidu shloimo. Mitnei hedioitos, not the established botaydini. Right? There were hedioitos, got together, were megayer. So what was the halacha concerning these people? The hoyu bezdin hagodul, it's a very a difficult problem here. Hoyu bezdin hagodul, choyshashin lohem. So the bezdin hagodul didn't suspect, in other words, they were machmir to consider them Jews lechumre, that's a choyshashin. They wouldn't say you are not Jewish. Until you know what really happened in their minds. Now, what does it mean, what happened in their minds? What does it mean? Whether it was L'Shem Shomayim? Of course, we know it wasn't L'Shem Shomayim. So, what do we see from it? That even if it's not L'Shem Shomayim, even if it is for Sorore or for money or for anything else, if their Gerus, right, is good, in other words, if they are ready to be Mekabel the mitzvahs, then the Gerus is Bedeyeved, okay. You hear clearly what the Rambam is saying here. In other words, there is a Ger to be Mekabel Lechatchile, that's only a Ger Tzedek. And a Ger Tzedek is only if you do it Me'avo. If the ger is megar, the goy is megar me'avo. But even if he's not megar me'avo, he's megar me'yiro, or for because he wants the sroro, or because he wants to marry a Jewish a boy or girl, that is also b'di'evet gerus. But you have to make sure that they act like Jews. What about if they are megayer and they don't act like Jews? Doichi noison, says the Rambam, or your bein agadol. Doichi noison, if you see bacharisom that it was just a fake. All right, that is. We don't really know what it is. We don't really know. I mean, a lot has been written. What does it mean, doichi noison? Doichi noison is some like some kind of a xeror de rabbonon, like David did it. That's why they bring down the Gemara in Yevomos that he decided that the Givoinim. Remember, there's a whole story with the Givoinim. The Givoinim were Jewish. But then when they showed Achzorios, a terrible Achzorios with a mice of Shol, so it says that Bezdino shel David HaMelech, they were goyzer on them. What were they goyzer on them? So Poshep Shad is they were goyzer that we should have nothing to do with them. Right? And then eventually they'll disappear from the map as Jews. But to make them not Jewish is not possible once they are Jewish. So the pshat in the Rambam is very, very difficult. We don't really know pshat in the Rambam. Because, by the way, the mocker that they bring down is this Gemara concerning David HaMelech deciding that the Givoinim aren't good. We have to be goyzer on them, that they are nitche from Klal Yisrael. But that status, what does it mean being nitche from Klal Yisrael? That might mean just we are not allowed to have anything to do with them. But what about they personally? Now, see, if a personal, an individual givoni would come to the Rav and ask him, do I still have to put on tefillin? What would the Rav say to the givoni? That's not the question. Meaning, what? That could very well be that he's high. That's what I mean, that we don't really know pshat in the Rambam.
What? The Rambam is talking about here that after a person was Megayer,
yeah.
After he was Megayer, so even if it was Shulah Shem Shemayim, if he keeps the mitzvah, so then he's the Jew. If
right.
He keeps the mitzvah, then he's Dokin Yisrael.
Dokin
Yisrael. Now, but there, I think only the following else. There they kept the mitzvah. So there's a certain meter, but they didn't want to be...
Wait. But over sorry. There, yeah, but over there, that means like this. According to David HaMelech's Beis Din, they decided they don't act like Jews. If they could do
no,
such a terrible
thing. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I mean, it's more than just mitzvahs. I mean, they are so achzorious. They, you remember what they did? They hung the Bnei Shol by their thumbs. I mean, a terrible thing. A Jew wouldn't do such a thing. So
many generations after the Messiah, it's not shining.
All right. It's of course. I mean, it's very, very difficult. I mean, how can you lemafreya? But the same difficulty you have about a person's personal life too. I mean, so what if 10 years later you'll see that he's an achzor, right?
No, here we're talking about after he
turns
the next Shabbos he doesn't keep Shabbos.
Next Shabbos he doesn't keep Shabbos. What about if 20 Shabbos from there? You know, is the Rambam mechale between the next Shabbos and 20 years from there, right? So this we can go through the Meforshim over here, but the simple pshat in the Rambam is really that Doichin means that we as Jews should have nothing to do with them. The Rambam doesn't go into their individual status. You hear that, the Nafkamine. Doichin Oishon means you have nothing to do with them as Jews. Don't allow them to come into shul. Don't let your daughter marry them. Don't be mitzaref to me. And that's called doichin as a klal. But to say that the individual is potter from putting on tefillin, this is very, very difficult to say, right?
The Gemara says the first, that it's just that a boy who was Megayer, and after he was Megayer, he becomes a Megayer. So he's a Jew.
100%. That's what we'll see right away. He's 100% a Jew. Of course, that Gemara that says that once you are Jewish, you are stuck forever, could be talking about a case that what? That they were Mekabalim because he passed the test. Right? They waited a month or whatever. And they said, yes, we give you the diploma, you're Jewish, whatever the procedure was of Kabbalah. Once he says it does that, and then he becomes a mumor. So he's a mumor like all other mumor in the world. I mean, he's not, right? It's loved after this case. Yeah. Okay. So, again, so what is the status of someone who is Nisgayer Alidei Hetiyotes? You heard the problem here. It's a major problem. Right. To be mekabelim lechatchilen, no question about it, you're not allowed to. But what about if he was niskabel al idei hetiyotes? So he's not like any other Jew. Meaning, there is a chiyuv to be doiche him. If he doesn't keep the mitzvah.
What about
a what?
Someone who's born Jewish and he...
So I'm telling you, there's a tremendous difference. Tremendous difference. Because Kabbalah's mitzvahs is mashma, is a tenai in the Geirus. And we'll see that the word tenai is completely wrong. I'm just telling you, on the surface it sounds, that Kabbalah's mitzvahs is a tenai in the Geirus. So, of course, right?
What's the time for this
tonight? That's the thing. Rambam doesn't say. Leaves it completely flexible,
well, nice
completely
open. What if a guy keeps the mitzvahs for 6 months?
All right. So, it's very difficult. You see, the Rambam is talking about a Beis Din. When there is a Beis Din, when there is a formal institution that makes this kind of decisions. So they wait a reasonable period of time until they are satisfied that he's a good care, Then they make the decision, and once they made the decision, he's stuck forever. He's Jewish. But if he didn't make the decision, he's gone. Okay, now. That's different. You know, it's according to many mefors. That's the poshet shot that he's really Jewish. It's the poshet shot. What? That he's not Jewish at all, you're saying. That he's not Jewish at all. It's not doichi noiso. Ain't no gear. Doichi noiso, right? And you see the meforshim when they bring down the mokor, and they bring down the mokor is from the givoinim, right? It's also together. They are not part of Klal Yisrael anymore, but they are not individually. They may be Jewish. Good, but that's already a shaila. I mean, it's already an old shaila in the Rambam where the doichi noiso means he's a goy gomor, or he's a Jew lechumre. Now, I just want to go on a little bit more. Ulefishe gier shloimo noshim v'noson en shimshon v'adover yodua sheloi chodzor elo bishvil dover, they had an ulterior motive v'loi alpi bezden giaru. I'm sorry, the loyal people in Kiarum, Choshwana Kosuf Kilohin Akum. That's why the Torah, the Tanakh, calls them like Akum, Choshwana Kosuf. Ubi Suranoimdim, but Hasvi Sholem the Shlomo Melech should marry a Goye, which means the Tanakh, the Novi, that always says Begeder like Ruvain, Vayishkaves, Pilegesh, meaning Begeder Gudzme, sort of. And I was just to bring out the Humras Adobor, the Tanakh calls him, calls her an Akum. But Hasvishonim, the Shloimeh HaMelech should marry a Goye. Of course she was Jewish. In Haloche she was Jewish. But Alpi Rias HaToyre, Alpi Rias the Novi, she was Akum. You hear how Rambam is Mechal. You know, we call her an Akum even though Halochedik she's Jewish. The Oid, listen to this difficulty. I mean, I don't want to go into it, but of course. Shevoichiach soifonal tchiloson. Right, that refers back, right? What happened to the wives of Shloim HaMelech? That eventually they were oived avoid ezore, right? Shehenoi doiskum ubonu lem bomois. So therefore, what? Period. End of halacha. Ido chagaylet what? That they were goyes. So what? So were there goyes? So how can he say? So chasvi sholem to say Shlomo HaMelech married goyes. So how do you put it together? Again, it gives itself to both children. Either lemafreya there were goyes, but Shloimeh HaMelech Basher Hushom married them, not knowing what's going to be at the end. Or you say no, halachetik they still remain Jewish personally. But as far as Klal Yisrael is concerned, it's somebody that you have to be doiches, so therefore we can't really consider him Jewish. You hear how it gives itself to both children. Ger sheloi botku acharov, oy sheloi oydiu mitzvahs. What about if you don't tell them the mitzvahs? Umol v'tova b'tnei gimel yoytois harei ze ger hafle vofel. All of a sudden, says the Rambam, what about if you don't tell them anything? Well, if you don't tell them anything, he's a ger because he didn't reject anything. You hear? Hafle vofel. Afilu noida shebishvil dovor hu misgayer. Even if we know that it was for an ulterior motive, hoil umol v'toval yotzo miklal akum. And then again, v'choyshishin loya shizbayer tzitkosoy. Again, the same mindset. So why do you wait? I mean, if he's Jewish, I mean, why do you have to wait? V'afilu chozar ve'ovat kum. Right, he was over that word is Zorim. Harei huk Israel mumor shekidush of kidushin umitzo lazir avedosoy ulefichoch kimu shimshon ushloimon eshoiseyen afal pishen iglesoidom. So what really is the Rambam saying?
I don't understand what the Shaila is with that first of all.
How do you know? Maybe Leficho, they kept him because at the time they didn't know. Now, the question is on Shlomo HaMelech. He married her, right? How could he have kept them? He did, right? The answer is because meanwhile he doesn't know what's going to be the Soifot. How do you know that the Rambam means? You hear? The Rambam says this is just the justification for Shlomo HaMelech and Shimshon for having kept their wives. What is the justification? That they are 100% Jewish, you are saying. That fits into the Pshat, that Doichi Noison means they are still personally Jewish. What about, according to all those Meforshim, they say that Doichi Noison means that Moichiach Lemafreya, that if there was no Kabbalah Mitzvahs at all, he doesn't say the fairies, that's the problem. If Rama would say the fairies, it would avoid, it would have avoided
like
tons of things.
Like
no. The Rama says like this. What about if he afterwards is even avoid the Zorah, then he's like Israel Mumor. When did he start even avoid the Zorah?
This person that he's talking about.
Yeah.
That the word Motin.
Yeah.
And he was regarded for a thing study.
Right.
Isn't he talking about
Yeah.
Over
when? Before Nisbar Tzidkosai or after? You're saying before? No, it doesn't. That's the problem. I mean, just to take a look. The Rambam doesn't say one way or the other. If he wouldn't, it would have become clarified. The Rambam could very well mean, and if after then he's Baratit Kosoi, then he's Eved Avoy the Zorah, he's like Yisrael Mumor. What about if before he's Baratit Kosoi, maybe he's a Goylem Afreya? We simply don't know Pshat in the Rambam. And it's Noigeya Lemaise, right? Yeah, of course, it's Noigeya Lemaise in thousands and thousands of cases. What is the halacha of somebody that loy nisbaret zitkosoy, right? Rube de rube. I mean, unfortunately, 90%, and I'm being optimistic, of gerus in the world today is without a real Kabbalah mitzvahs, right? In Kabbalah mitzvahs, I mean, where is this Gemara? The Gemara says, afile doborecho, the Gemara in Bechoyres. What about Bechoyres, that lame? The Gemara says, what about if he says, Al mikabel kol haTorah kula except one? That's not a Kabbalah. Kabbalah means either all or nothing. Otherwise, it's not a Kabbalah. Otherwise, you are the judge. You are the Novi. You are saying what yes and what not. If it's not Torah, if you're saying Torah without feeling is not Torah, right? Now, we're going to come back to here. What?
Also,
no matter what it is, so there is no question about it as far as lechatchile or shuna. The question is if Hedioites did it. If Hedioites did it, is it chal or isn't it chal? Is she Jewish or not? Major question.
When she was never
shomer shabbos. Never ever was she shomer shabbos.
And we know that. That's moral.
100%. So let what? Oh, so you say, is that called a yediyah or not? So I want to read to you. What? I don't want to say what are the Jewish, but you know, you can understand what are the Jewish. Right. I mean, Jewish means somebody who doesn't really is not part of the institution of the Boteidim. There is a system called Boteidim. And you just mean we get together, let's make a basis. Let's call it
Yom. So if a regular Benson was the guy, then even though he wasn't Shomer Shabbos one time, then he got Simon Joseph and 100% Gaius.
If what? If it's a real Benson?
A regular Benson was the guy.
And they never kept Shabbos?
They never kept Shabbos.
So they're playing the role of Hedioitis. I mean, So I want to read to you two chuvis of Reb Moshe. I think I personally was fascinated by the difference in the language, the difference in time
between the two tshuvas of Reb Moshe, I think I've heard it over 20 years, I think even more. Well, right away I'll tell you. It's in Yoredei Kuf Nun Zayin, Tshuve Kuf Nun Zayin. He is a short tshuva that the title is Beger She'ein Sad De'Sheloi Kibel Mitzvah Af Shoma Be'Piv She'Mikabel. He said, and that yes, the rabbis are very careful, right before going to the mikveh, do you accept all the laws of the Torah? Certainly, Rabbi. Right? I mean, that they all do it. They all do it. Yeah. So, but we know very well that it's nothing. So here, this was a tshuva in 1920 Tarpat. 1929, when Reb Moshe was still in Dubai, in Europe. Listen to how interesting it is, the change here. Bamishen is topic for Terosa. He's answering a question. Im ger sheloi kibel olo mitzas inechshav ger poshut uborur she'enoi ger klal av b'di'evit klor av b'di'evit v'chein hoire abomori. His father, that's a psalm that he received from his father. Halocho lemaise be'uv dekazu she'enoi ger klal bein lekule bein lechumre shekabolas mitzvot geir begir me'akev ve'afi momar bepiv shemekabel mitzvot. So you're going to say, I believe dvorim shebelev eno dvorim? Ridiculous. Dvorim shebelev eno dvorim is when we have no reason to suspect what's going on in your life, right? Then it's eno dvorim. But if we know that from the mikveh you're going to go to the trefa restaurant to commemorate, you know, just for make a party, so what kind of dvorim she believe? It's believe kolodom. So he says, imanan sade. Well, we know, we are fools. We know she eno mekabel olo beemes eno klum veger she mehane leshemishus b'dieved. That well, we find that a ger b'dieved is a ger. Irish Bishwilo issues kibble of mitzvahs be'emes, says Reb Moshe Klor. What? What? The second situation. The first situation is, you know, she never plans to keep Shabbos like the halacha, she never plans to eat kosher like the halacha. Even if she doesn't plan to do one single pi halacha, that's sufficient to say she wasn't a kabbalist.